thanks for joining me for Indie Beat. I'm May Wandinger. It's been inspiring to see all of the virtual festivals, streaming performances, and other ways artists and fans have found to stay connected during the pandemic. But this week, I'd like to look back on some of the many artists I've had the pleasure of talking with up close and personal at past Roots and Blues festivals. First up, last year I spoke with Tanya. What can you tell me about your song, Shut Up?
Yo! Okay, so Shut Up is, I recorded that song with an incredible producer in Vancouver named Kevin Marr. He's in a band called Fake Shark. Used to be called Fake Shark Real Zombie, now they're called Fake Shark. And we had an incredible time collaborating on this record. When I went into the studio, he would just be like, what's turning you on right now? Like, what do you love? And I'm like, funky, bluesy, gritty, like, attitude. We were talking about Betty Davis and like how she just didn't give a beep about nothing. Her attitude was just so badass. And I wanted to write a song that had that kind of energy that was just like, I don't give a about your nonsense. And so Shut Up is just, is, I don't know, me being sassy. And it's, I mean, not that I'm never sassy, but it's a musical embodiment of my sassiness, I guess.
Which is so awesome. It kind of gives us all permission to let our inner sass out.
Yo, if we don't, nothing will ever get fixed in this world. We gotta sass and get mad sometimes.
In 2018, I had the honor of speaking with Michael Franti. Have you ever had a song come to you so easily that it almost felt like it was a gift that dropped into your lap?
Yeah, I've had that. Like the song Say Hey, I Love You, which is one of our biggest hit songs. It was like that. It came very quickly. I was in Woody Harrelson's shower, actually. He left me his house. He said, you can come write. He's like, Michael, you can come to my house and write songs. And he's like, it's a very creative place, bro. And I was like, oh, sounds good. And so I went in his shower and the words all came. And I wrote them on the steam in the glass in the shower.
Wow.
And I took a picture of it when I was out. And then Woody calls me and I'm sitting on his toilet. And I was, he's like, Michael, how's the songwriting? I was like, bro, can you call back? I'm on your toilet. And he's like, no, I just want to know how's the songwriting going. I said, Woody, I think I wrote a hit song in your bathroom. And Woody says, is it a number one or a number two? So that was our first song ever that went. It sold 2 million downloads. And Woody was like, you owe me a double platinum toilet seat, bro.
Did you ever pay up?
Not yet.
Hold on, selector.
Say hey.
With Birds of Chicago on the CKVS stage.
You do write very compelling lyrics. That's a big part of your music. Do you find that when you're writing, your lyrics tend to inspire the music, or does it? Do you usually start with a melody?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes lyrics come first, and then the music kind of grows out of the words. And sometimes it's the music first, or maybe even just, you know, JT is a real believer in if you're humming a melody and whatever kind of consonants and vowel sounds you use, that those are important to pay attention to, you know, even if you don't have the words there yet, and then you kind of try and hunt down what those words are that will carry that melody in the best way.
Yeah, it's a little bit like it's like linguistic kind of detective work. And because I do think, I mean, that's the difference between songwriting and
poetry
and other types of writing is there's a beautiful kind of mystical link between melodies and the way a melody is shaped and as she was saying, the vowel and consonant sounds that want to come out of your mouth, and that's the, you know, that's the beginning of language right there. And so yeah, like she said, you know, sometimes it'll just be, you'll be driving in your car and there'll be just a little bit of a melody and it'll have like some sounds attached to it, so you hum those sounds and you record it, and maybe there's one whole word or two whole words and you don't know why, but it's sort of chasing down the why of it after that.
Yeah. So different ways. There's no one way. There's no right way or wrong way.
No, what I just said was the right way. Kids, it's the only way.
Has a song ever come to you so easily that it felt like a gift? Like it was just kind of fell into your lap?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. That happened to me. I wrote a song called Barley a couple of years ago that was very much inspired by my Scottish-Canadian grandmother, Dr. Isabel Roger Robertson, and it just kind of, it was almost like I woke up and it had been in my dream, and then I started singing it in the shower, and it just, it was like it popped out of the air fully formed. So that's the only time that's ever happened to me.
That must be wonderful.
It was thrilling. Yeah, it was very exciting. Felt like a gift from my grandma.
Like yeah. There's other ones you really have to scratch and claw
for.
Yeah,
that's right. So. Yeah.
That shakes the barley will not shake me. The wind that shakes the barley will not shake me. The wind that shakes the barley won't shake me. As my grandma told me, this I show though that I see. The fire that takes a kindling will not take me. The fire that takes a kindling will not take me. The fire that takes a kindling won't take me. As my grandma told me, this I show though that I see. And the rain that floods the valley will not drown me. The rain that floods the valley will not drown me. The rain that floods the valley won't drown me. As my grandma told me, this I saw though that I see. And the hawk that stoops the sparrow will not strike me. The hawk that stoops the sparrow will not strike me. The hawk that stoops the sparrow. That I see. And the dark before the dawn breaks will not bind me. The dark before the dawn breaks will not bind me. The dark before the dawn breaks won't bind me. As my grandma told me, this I saw though that I see. And the wind that shakes the barley will not shake me. The wind that shakes the barley will not shake me. The wind that shakes the barley won't shake me. As my grandma told me, this I saw though that I see. As my grandma told me, this I saw though that I see. As my grandma told me, this I saw though that I see.